Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a joy-filled Wednesday after our time together this morning. We've been celebrating Wright Brothers Day, as Wilbur and Orville Wright made the first successful motor-powered, human-controlled airplane flight 122 years ago today. There's a little more to the story I wanted to share. First, it's important to know that there were quite a few other inventors also trying to make the first airplane. Most of these other inventors believed the problem was power. Like the Wright brothers, they understood that lift was generated by air passing quickly around the wings, and so they wanted to make engines that would propel their flying machines fast enough to take off. However, for an engine to be more powerful, it needed to be bigger. And if it was bigger, that meant it was also heavier. All that extra weight and power would make the airplane much harder to control. The Wright brothers saw the problem differently. To them, getting off the ground didn't really matter if you were just gonna fly out of control and end up crashing. Before they started making airplanes, Wilbur and Orville made and sold bicycles. And if any of you are learning to ride a bike, you know they can be tricky to control. It takes balance and coordination and the ability to steer. The Wright brothers realized that they would face pretty much the same challenges with their flyer. So they poured their focus into creating a way for the pilot to control the airplane. Believe it or not, the system pilots use to control jumbo jets today is based on the same system the Wright brothers came up with over 100 years ago. But even with control, their engines still needed a little help to get the flyer off the ground. That's why they first tried using gravity by sliding down a sand dune on the beach. That did not work. Then a storm passed through a couple days later, and after the rain stopped, the wind kept blowing. They realized the air itself could provide the boost, and thanks to the wind, they made their first historic flights. Life kind of works like that sometimes. We face challenges or problems, and we have to figure out how to solve them. Sometimes problems can be easy, but sometimes, no matter what we try, nothing seems to work. It's good to work harder and keep trying, but sometimes just trying harder isn't the answer. Sometimes we need help from others. Learning to both try hard and ask for help will make you an expert problem solver. In addition to our family, our friends, our teachers, and others like that in our lives, we can also ask God for help. God might not sit down and go over your math homework with you, but if you're having a tough day, or you're upset about something, or you're feeling lonely, or there's someone who is sick and you want them to feel better, those are the kinds of things God wants us to ask for help with. God wants to help us be filled with the kinds of things we've been talking about this Advent season: hope, peace, joy, and love. Why don't you take a moment together as a family and share your prayer requests? Are there things you'd like to ask God for help with? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. If you didn't do it already, adults, why don't you write down those prayer requests? This is a really good practice you can start as a family. It can help you remember to keep praying for these things. But also, as you look back at the list at the end of the week or next week, maybe it'll help you see the ways in which God has started answering your family prayers. Okay, let's end our time together tonight by praying. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the people in our life, including you, who give us that extra boost, that extra help when we need it. We lift up our prayer requests to you, and we ask that you would be our helper in these things. Give us a good night's sleep tonight, and fill us up with joyful dreams. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, sleep well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.